Public phones are disappearing from this country, but there's at least one remaining in the Chinese capital, Beijing. And in recent months, the phone rang. Every Saturday, for 3 months, it received dozens of calls from a community in China struggling to connect to the rest of the world, and someone answered that phone. NPR's Emily Fang tells us what's behind those calls.
The phone in question is on a busy sidewalk in a residential area of Beijing. It's in a round yellow booth. And the calls coming in are from hundreds of miles away, from the coastal city whimsically named Huludao, meaning Gourd Island. NPR's Beijing producer Ao Wenchao paid a visit to the payphone. She picked up the phone.
喂,您好,听得到我说话吗?
Can you hear me? She asks. The line is crackly. On the other end is a Gourd Island resident explaining how, for nearly a decade, a zinc factory and several other pesticides and chemicals firms have been poisoning the air in the city of almost 3 million people. A small team of volunteers has been coming every Saturday this month to answer the phone in Beijing. They're there to document the pollution complaints and forward them to the national environmental regulators. Petitioning authorities by lodging complaints in person with officials in China is a practice tracing back hundreds of years. But for Gourd Island residents, the payphone has become one of the only connections they have to the outside world. After years of petitioning, residents say local authorities on Gourd Island are censoring their social media posts, blocking their travel, and intimidating them. This resident named Hong Yu says the air pollution has gotten so bad the air is constantly laced with a stinging, burning smell that brings tears to her eyes. Hong says she and other residents have reported the chemical levels to the mayor's office and the Provincial Environmental Bureau and heard nothing back. Weeks after trying to share information online about the pollution, Ms. Hong was detained in August. When she was released, she published this TikTok video, almost certainly under coercion. I made up the information in my previous videos to get likes, she says. She apologizes for sharing false information. Actually, life is great on Gourd Island, she says. The phone booth project is the brainchild of Nut Brother, a Chinese performance artist known for melding activism with his art regarding social issues like environmental protection. He declined to be interviewed because of the sensitivity of this topic in China. Political controls in China are incredibly tight under Chinese leader Xi Jinping's rule. And online surveillance mechanisms are so sophisticated that even getting information out about issues authorities consider sensitive is nearly impossible. Hence, asking residents to dial an old-school public phone booth. Helping Nut Brother is Li Yuchen, a volunteer.
The biggest challenge is that the pollution victims are all using Chinese-made phones. And the residents are all a bit older, so they're new to digital tools.
Li's been helping Gourd Island residents use open-source software to circumnavigate state censors, evade surveillance, and thus get the word out about pollution.
I just want these residents to be seen. And to help them be noticed by not just me, one person, but by a broader audience.
His efforts with Nut Brother and the residents of Gourd Island appear to have borne some fruit. Local authorities in Liaoning province, where the community is, say they are investigating the zinc plant and other factories. But residents say the factories are still secretly operating at night, and someone is now running interference on the Beijing phone booth they're calling. Gourd Island calls to Beijing are increasingly being picked up by irate people like this one, who say they are Beijing residents, and tell the islanders, stop calling. No one cares. Who are you, anyways? This Gourd Island resident asks. None of your business, the receiver snaps back. Every day, authorities say they disperse hundreds of incidents of social unrest. Gourd Islanders and Nut Brother hope to use technology, however old-fashioned, to get around such controls, but their workarounds did not last long. NPR's Beijing producer Ao Wenchao called the payphone again recently. Someone had muted the phone booth, so it stopped ringing. Emily Fang, NPR News.